This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. It has been more than 12 hours, and the House Judiciary Committee is continuing to debate its move to take another big step in the impeachment battle against President Donald Trump. AP's Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The panel's expected to vote on sending the impeachment articles to the full House. First, it's having a sharply partisan debate over the charges, with Democrat Eric Swalwell refuting Republican claims that the president committed no crimes.
How about the highest crime that one who holds public office could commit? A crime against our Constitution.
Republican Louie Gohmert says if such crimes do exist,
well, then why aren't they in this impeachment document?
The GOP's Jim Jordan tried to delete the first charge against the president, abuse of power.
I have an amendment at the desk,
which the panel rejected after a three-hour debate. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Exit polls in Britain indicate that Prime Minister Boris Johnson's Conservative Party will win a majority of seats in Parliament, meaning that Johnson's plan to leave the EU by January 31st could begin soon. Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda has details.
Votes are still being counted, but the Conservatives are projected to earn a massive win, about 368 seats in Westminster when the dust settles. It's up from 298. Jeremy Corbyn and his opposition Labour Party, the man who would have replaced Johnson, projected to be down to 191 from 243. Smaller parties are filling out the rest with no decisive changes. This is the third election in less than 4 years for the UK. Exit polls suggest it may have been the most decisive in decades.
That's Matthew LaRotonda reporting. This is VOA News. A New Zealand military team that landed on a volcanic island Friday has recovered 6 of 8 bodies and is preparing to send them back to the capital city of Wellington. Experts say that White Island, located about 50 kilometers off the east coast of New Zealand's North Island, is still spewing steam and is highly volatile. Mike Clement is the New Zealand Police Deputy Commissioner. He says recovery crews are hindered by the weight of their equipment and the toxic environment.
Because they have to be protected from the environmental factors that are just there on the island, and we have to be prepared for the fact that there might be an eruption because we can't eliminate that. So they have to move slowly, effectively.
The volcano, a popular tourist destination for day trips, erupted on Monday, spewing ash and steam over the island. The death toll stands at 16, with more than 24 people being treated for severe burns in New Zealand and Australia. Myanmar's leader Aung San Suu Kyi on Thursday appealed to the top UN court in The Hague not to supplant her country's military justice system by imposing international justice. In closing comments at the International Court of Justice, Suu Kyi defended the Myanmar military's actions against the Rohingya minority and requested that the genocide case be dropped. The UN's top court is conducting emergency legal proceedings to determine whether military personnel committed genocide against the Rohingya in 2017. U.S. officials report more than 50 people have died from vaping illness this year. AP's Jennifer King reports.
Officials with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say 2,409 people have been hospitalized for vaping illness across the nation this year. 52 people have died. The cases are spread across 26 states, with the highest rates in Illinois, Indiana, and Wisconsin. The bulk of the cases occurred in August and September, but new cases are still being reported, including 118 in the past week. Half of the people who suffered lung damage were in their teens or early 20s. Underage vaping has reached what health officials call epidemic levels. In the latest government survey, 1 in 4 high school students has reported using e-cigarettes in the previous month. I'm Jennifer King.
The FCC is setting up a new 3-digit number to contact a suicide prevention hotline, AP's Shelley Adler reports.
Once put in place, the number will be 988 to seek help. Right now, the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline uses a 10-digit 800 number, 273-TALK. Callers are sent to one of 163 crisis centers where counselors answered 2.2 million calls last year. How long will it take for the number to become official? It could be a matter of months. The next step is a comment period before the FCC moves to an order. Shelley Adler, Washington.
For more on these stories, be sure to visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.